This is Ray Bradbury. Join me for the next 30 minutes on a tour through time and space. Come along to the far future. Follow me into a strange past with stories that almost could be or might have been. Real or unreal, this is Bradbury 13.
The ravine was a dynamo that never stopped running, night or day. There was a great moving hum, a bubbling and murmuring of creature. It smelled like a greenhouse of secret vapors and ancient washed shales and quicksands. And in the shade of warm trees, with her hands at either side of her like the oars of a delicate craft, lay Elizabeth Ransell. Her face moonlit, her eyes wide and like flint, her tongue sticking from her mouth. Ray Bradbury's The Ravine.
Douglas, would you like some more lemonade?
No, thanks, Mr. Vinyard. But I'll take another cookie.